CNN News. I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration agreeing to leave Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing Friday. But a public policy expert, Matthew Continetti, says the president's intervention in Washington, D.C. is for the best.
Anytime you have more law enforcement on the streets, anytime you have more eyes on the streets, you make for a safer place.
Continetti says living in Washington is less perilous today because of President Trump.
Having this surge of National Guard, having the federal agents, having the Justice Department in charge of the Metro Police Department, all these things make the city safer.
And more help is on the way. West Virginia saying today it is sending 400 members of its National Guard to the nation's capital. President Trump and Russian strongman Vladimir Putin falling short of reaching a deal to end the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Heading into their face-to-face talks, Donald Trump said his goal was to have Russia's Vladimir Putin agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine. But no agreement was made.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
He said the two leaders made great progress in their talks, but neither he nor Putin offered any details. Following their meeting, the presidents made brief statements and ended what was supposed to be a joint press conference without taking questions from reporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be in Washington Monday. He'll be holding key talks with President Trump. Aaron has strengthened into a strong hurricane now, Category 5, as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, bringing very heavy rains that officials fear could cause flooding and landslides. This is SRN News. A troubling new report from the Family Research Council.
Churches in the U.S. reported more than 400 acts of hostility last year, physical assaults, arson, vandalism, bomb threats, and gun violence. There were 415 incidents in all, affecting 383 churches in 43 states. Not every act was clearly motivated by hatred of Christianity, but the FRC notes that, quote, such crimes can leave churches in financial, physical, and emotional disarray. Some struggle to cover the cost of repairs and fear future offenses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa, badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. That synagogue was built in 1898, but has not been used by the local Jewish community since the Soviet Union shut it down in the 1920s. Russian invasion of Ukraine and ensuing war has resulted in a number of churches and synagogues being hit. This is SRN News. Small-scale solar panels, about the size of your average door, are poised to be plugged into more U.S. homes.
Homeowners and renters who want to harness the sun's energy continue to look for cheaper alternatives to rooftop installations. Known as plug-in or balcony solar, the systems that are already popular in Europe could become more attractive to U.S. buyers now that the residential rooftop solar credits are being scrapped under the GOP tax bill. Manufacturers report increased demand amid other positive signs, such as Utah recently passing a law to streamline regulations for homeowners to buy and install them. John Scott reporting.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell indicted in what prosecutors allege was a scheme to conceal a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. The pair, though, has said over time that their relationship was professional. More details at srnnews.com.